It's a busy Saturday in Janie Cottle's beauty shop on Harless Creek. Cottle darts around, highlighting customers' hair. The whole place is brand new. You can't see the signs of the flood that destroyed Cottle's old shop and decimated nearly every other home along the creek last year, but you still hear about it.
And since flood, she won't go off and leave where she stopped. She's breaking.
Cottle updates the clients on her 81-year-old mother who lives down the road. A year after the flood, her mother still sleeps in her clothes, just in case another rain comes and she has to evacuate in the middle of the night. Now, Harless Creek is low, but that doesn't stop residents from canceling their plans whenever it rains. A year ago in July, about 5 inches fell and ran off the mountain. The water filled the creek and carried the town away.
This is like a piece of bologna between two slices of bread. It's like you got mountains on each side. It's very narrow. And there's over 100 some families live here on this small stretch of road. I mean, there was 80 some cars took out of here that was just smashed.
According to Prestonsburg attorney Ned Pillersdorf, the flood shouldn't have happened. When the civil case goes to trial in March, Pillersdorf and his team will argue that the flood was caused by Cambrian Coal, the company that's surface mining the hills above the creek. By law, coal companies are required to reclaim the land once mining is over, replacing topsoil and replanting vegetation. Pillersdorf says Cambrian didn't do this, and the lack of vegetation to soak up the rain meant the water all went downhill at once.
Just imagine pouring a gallon of milk on just a bare table with nothing on it. The milk would run off all at once. If you put a bunch of towels down, the milk would eventually drip off. The towels are what should have been the reclamation.
As far as I could see on Cambrian, there was no effort whatsoever to do any reclamation at all.
Jack Spadaro is a former federal mine regulator who now consults on safety and environmental issues. He evaluated the site for Pillersdorf and says the state should have noticed Cambrian's lack of reclamation and done something about it. The state did do something about it, but the action came too late for local residents. Records from the Kentucky Department of Mine Reclamation and Enforcement show 2.5 weeks after the flood, the department cited Cambrian for failing to reclaim some of its land in the required time frame. Paul Rothman is an environmental scientist in the department.
It looks like there was a significant rainfall event in that area. That was the underlying cause for a lot of that activity out there.
And the lack of reclamation didn't affect the flood?
From our initial assessment, there doesn't seem to be a correlation there.
Janie Cottle reopened her beauty salon in April. She says it's an improvement over the building she lost in the flood, but it reminds her of the disaster. She shakes her head and lights a cigarette.
I'm sorry, but I never smoked till after the flood. You know, my old salon, if I could get it back and not have to go through what I went through the last year, I would take it back in a heartbeat.
Despite the flood, Cottle says she's not against mountaintop removal. She just wants mine operators to follow the law. But she's worried. Hydrologists say there's been a 400% increase in the likelihood of a 100-year flood event, and current Harless Creek residents can expect several in their lifetimes. Erica Peterson, WFPL News.